human being. This is the road to survival. Border shutdowns, travel restrictions, canceled flights, empty streets, panic buying of groceries and hoarding of food supplies, millions of people staying home, bustling cities turned into ghost towns. How did this come about and why? This happens at a time when humanity has reached the peak of scientific progress and materialistic sophistication, including space travel and orbiting in outer space. Robots and drones are no longer new technologies, and people have been misled into thinking that they can achieve anything and overcome any obstacles in their way. Some even think that humanity no longer needs to worship God. The coronavirus, COVID-19, is a tiny creature. It cannot even be seen by the naked eye. Yet, it revealed to humanity how weak we are, and how much we need the one who is the creator of the universe and the manager of its affairs. People are incapable of eliminating the harm except by God's help and mercy. This virus has penetrated the most fortified places in the world, and no one could stop it. Satellites, remote sensing devices, and high-definition security cameras cannot detect it. And the world could not predict the extent of what was about to happen. Because no matter how much knowledge and data we have, human beings cannot see the unknown or the future. This is a fact affirmed by the Quran, when Almighty Allah tells Prophet Muhammad to inform humanity.
قُلْ لَا أَمْلِكُ لِنَفْسِي نَفْعًا وَلَا ضَرًّا إِلَّا مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ وَلَوْ كُنْتُ أَعْلَمُ الْغَيْبَ لَاسْتَكْثَرْتُ مِنَ الْخَيْرِ وَمَا مَسَّنِيَ السُّوءُ إِنْ أَنَا إِلَّا نَذِيرٌ وَبَشِيرٌ لِقَوْمٍ يُؤْمِنُونَ.
In view of this epidemic, which we hope and pray ends soon, it is our duty as Muslims to convey to others the message that Almighty Allah assigned us to deliver. Yeah. Oh, weak, tired, worried human being. Because all that we want for you is goodness, we call you to embrace a message that gives your soul peace. We call you to the religion of Allah, which instructs people to commit to justice and kindness. On the other hand, it prevents them from engaging in obscenity and blasphemy. Islam is the religion of the oneness of God, Tawheed, of worshiping the Creator and submitting ourselves to Him. It is the religion of a peaceful disposition that is pure from any materialistic greed. It protects the soul from the oppression of materialism and the debasement of human dignity in a race to accumulate wealth. Islam is a religion that commands us to commit to purity, integrity, and preserving our health by avoiding any harmful food or drink. It prohibits any substance abuse, which harms one's health and leads to the destruction of humanity. It commands us to help the weak and the needy. It commands us to stick together at times of hardship, and it warns against selfishness and lack of consideration for others. Islam is a religion that confirms the messages of Moses, Jesus, and all the other messengers of Allah. It completes the truth, light, and guidance of those messages. Islam is a religion that teaches its followers that the true life is life after death. It is a life of eternal bliss for those who obey Allah, believe in Muhammad, and follow the guidance he delivered. Or a life of eternal hell for those who deny the truth and follow their own whims. Islam is a religion whose followers believe that any adversity that befalls them in this worldly life is from Allah's decree, meant to purify them from sins and raise their ranks in paradise. This is why they are relieved, feeling peaceful and serene. These feelings cannot be attained in any lasting way by those who seek happiness through alcohol or extramarital affairs. O human being, this is the path to your Lord and Creator, the Creator of the entire universe. So seek this road, for there will be no survival without it.
يا أيها الناس أنتم الفقراء إلى الله والله هو الغني الحميد إن يشأ يذهبكم ويأتي بخلق جديد وما ذلك على الله بعزيز